anyway, we'll discuss the famous in a few days.
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're on Daf Lamed. Today's Daf is Daf Lamed. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecher Nishmas, Menucha Freida, Bas Yaakov Yehuda, and the Shemesh and Avnaliyah. Okay. So we were in the middle of discussing a case, right? The case was the Veshar, right? You had the watch house that on one side is open to the Gina, to the garden, and the other side is open to the Kitonis, which is another room. The question was that which of any of the doorways requires a mezuzah. So we're up to Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amri Tavayu. They both say the opposite from what Rav and Shmuel said, that they said Mibayis Lagina, right? If the Heker Tzir, right, the Heker Tzir was the hinge. If the Heker Tzir is on the Gina side, which means that you go from the bias to the Gina, right? So that therefore from the garden into the house, the Gina, I guess, is on the outside, right? Kuliyamalo pligi the putter. They don't need the mezuzah. Because then it looks like basically what it looks like is that the door is made to go from the house to the Gina, which is a place that's putter from mezuzah. So my time of Pisca the Gina, because that's what it's the opening into the Gina. Right, keep pligi. The machlokas is Megina Labayas. When you have the hinge on the inside, so the door is made to go from the Gina into the house. It's Megina Labayas. Ma, Rav Yosef will hold Savar that it's via the Bayasu. That is via the Bayas. That's going into the house, and therefore it's Chayav Mezuzah. Umar Savar, Kula Adaita the Gina Davidi. In this case, it doesn't matter which side the hinge is on. The whole purpose of the door here is to get to the Gina, to go into the Gina. The Gina is a place where it's Pater and Mezuzah, and therefore you don't need a Mezuzah. Abaye and Rava Avdi Karab and Rav Yosef. Abaye and Rava did like Rava and Rav Yosef, which basically means that if there's a Heker Tzir on the side of the Gina, then the opening is Pater from Mezuzah, and there's a Heker Tzir on the side of the Bayis, according to Rav Yosef, the place, it's Pater from Mezuzah, it's Mezuzah. According to Chachamim, it's Pater from Mezuzah, and since they hold the Chachamim, there would be no mezuzah at all in any case in this instance. Rav Ashi Avi Kirabu Shmuel. He did like Rabu Shmuel, who basically said if the Heker Tzir is on the inside of the house, you know, the inside of the doorpost, meaning the door is going towards the bayis, and the chayav mezuzah. If there's a Heker Tzir on the outside of the Gina, going the outside, then according to Rav Yossi, you would be chayav. According to Chaman, you would be putter. And Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi in that case, he did like Rav Yossi. And he made a mezuzah in both cases, right? The hilchasa to Rabbi Shmuel Chumra. The law is to Rabbi Shmuel Chumra. So in this case, I guess the hilchasa to Rabbi Shmuel Chumra. So then, in the case where the Heker Tzir is on the side of the Gina, the machlokas is where the Heker Tzir is on the side of the Gina, and Rav Yosef would hold that you bechayev mezuzah. I guess they would say that bechayev mezuzah in this case. In any case, the thing is based on the. I don't know why. That's it. Heker Tzir, right? Rashi says, "Umachshik mezuzah tarvayu." It's really Rav Yosi. Okay. Next case of the mezuzah. Itmar. Send the Beis Medrash. Lul pasuach min abayis la'aliyah. Okay. So basically, in the old days, I'm sure you have a picture. In the olden days, you had that two family houses, basically, and there's a stairwell that goes from one floor to the top floor, right? So, and there would be a hole in the floor to go up to the top. So what they would do is they would enclose the stairwell in the bottom and on the top. This way, and make a door there. This way, the person on the bottom could just walk into the top guy's floor. The person on the top could just walk into the bottom guy's room. They have to get permission, knock on the door, to come in. So they make this enclosure, four-walled enclosure. Is that a roof in the sky of a mezuzah? Right? Like the stair room. Right? So, Lupa Suaf and Abayas Leliyah. Look at Rashi. Zed Darkon. Aruba of the Emsa Haliyah. It's like this squared place or place in the middle of the Aliyah. But olim lam in a bias from milos, and you go up from the bias, the bottom, on these steps. But osin dal mechisa saviv hamilos, and you make four walls around the milos. The matzah kadesh lo yirid adam aliyah the bias kim rishus bial. On the bottom, you do it so the top guy can't walk in. But osin pesach b'mechisos, and you make an opening. The chen osin bnei aliyah dal mechisa saviv ruba l'mailo v'hen pesach. It's an opening. What's the story over here? So itmar lul pasuch in a bias aliyah. So amar Rav Huna says im yesh lo pesach echad. If there's one opening, right? I guess if there's only one doorway, right? So chayev mezuzah, then it would be chayev mezuzah. But im yesh lo shnei pesachim, if there were two openings, I guess that means to both. Rashi says, "Im yesh lo beis pesachim, echa b'bayis ve'echa be'aliyah." It would be each one on top, one on the bottom. Then he would say, "Chayev b'shtei mezuzos." If there's only one opening, it makes sense. Whichever one has an opening, yechayev b'mezuzah. So Amar Rav Papa says, "Shema mino mi d'Ravuna." You see from Ravuna. I'm not exactly sure how you see from Ravuna this, but you see from Ravuna, ha in durana the isle arba bavi. You have this room, right? You have this room that has four openings. Chayev ba'arba mezuzos. It's four mezuzos. Each opening, each doorway has to have its own mezuzah. So the Gemara says, pshita. You have to put every time you have a doorway, you have to put the mezuzah on it. There's no lo tzricha. You need this for the case. Afal gav derugil b'chad. Even though most people only use one opening. Everyone's answered right away, but it goes against the Gemara that we did the other day. Right, Rashi asked right away. What's going on? On Daf Lama Gimel, and yesterday we had the case where there was Rebbe's base measures. Right? He would walk in one door, and everybody else would walk in the other door, and we said that the only place where people's ragil, that's where they make the mezuzah. Right? Rashi points it out. He says, the ha armin la'el, it's the basic implied question, the ha, the armin la'el, that which is said before, halach achar ha-ragil, when we go according to what's ragil, here we're saying, even if it's not ragil, you got to put up a mezuzah. There we said, only if it's ragil, you put up the mezuzah. Right? Honey, mean if you go trey bavi, that's only if there are two openings. Right? The ragil b'chad, but l'idlach l'gabe. If there are two openings, and you only ragil with one, so one knocks out the other one. But here, aval t'lasso l'gabe chad lo bati. But here there are four openings, so the one is not mevato the other three. I don't know if the lumbus is behind that. Okay? Lashon achar mechuvas agonim, quotes another lashon from chuvas agonim, halach achar ragil, shayah ragil shebnei adam regil nasis lavo bo, ulimute piska de rebi shayna osso elo levato. The difference is what the openings were made for. In Rebbe's case, the opening was only made for him, for a yachid. Our case, the openings are made for everybody. It happens to be that they use door number one, you know, the door number one more often than door number two, three, or four. But it's made for everybody. In the case on yesterday's stop, the opening was only made for him. It was from his house to the base measure, so it wasn't made for anybody else. So that becomes batel against what's ragio, right? He says, "Lamute pisca de Rebbe, she'en also el lo levado, ulasuye pisca de Ravuna," which I guess is our case. The whole thing was made for everyone to go use it. A lot of people go in and out of the room. So even now, unless people use one door, still made, and they all would need a mezuzah. Okay. Oh, man, it moves. Does it have a lentil? Does it have a mashko for the elevator? I don't know. How it works. Okay. Next case. Amar Anemar. Hai piska de akarna. Right? Chayev mezuzah. It's a little interesting case. It seems to be the two ways to learn this. So Rashi seems to learn. He says, piska de akarna, but Karen zavish al bias. So it's almost like the two walls don't meet the end, and it's on the corner. So it's sort of like an angle. It's almost angular. It's two walls don't meet. So that's what it is. The pesach the karna, right? The pesach that's in the keren zavis. Chayiv mezuzah. You have to put a mezuzah, right? That's what Rashi says. So the chiddush is that here that it's the chiddush is that even though the walls they don't meet each other, not flush, because they're coming out on an angle. So I guess those two walls don't necessarily meet each other, so may not be considered, you know, the sides of a mezuzah tabayis. And maybe that's what the chiddush is, right? Because I think the doorposts have to be, I guess, perpendicular to each other. Here, the doorposts, connecting the doorposts like this. So maybe we'll see what the Gemara says. Okay, right. That's what the Rosh. The Rosh in the Hilchos Mezuzah, Simon Yudal, says the case is. Is that I think he says that his case is more along the lines of where it extends out further. This is Rashi's sheet. I think the issue is that they won't meet flush. If you meet an angle, then they're flush with air as opposed to each other, right? So chayav mezuzah. Amar le Rav Ashi la'meimar, v'hales le pitzimim. You have, you don't have pitzimim. Rashi says you don't have mezuzahs ela roshei kotlin. You don't have a mezuzah. You don't have a post. You just have walls. It's not a doorpost. The Gemara answers Amar le adei pitzimim. That's the chiddush. These are the pitzimim. These are considered the doorposts, and therefore you would be chayav. You would be chayav in mezuzah. Rav Papa, or Papa, ikva lebei Mar Shmuel. He was invited to the house of Mar Shmuel. Pasahu pischa delo habile ela patzim echad. He saw a opening, a door opening that only had one mashkel, I guess one doorpost. It only had one doorpost. Mishmala on the, I guess when you're walking in, the doorpost was on the left side. Right? They didn't finish the job. They didn't put the rest of the doorpost on the other side. The doorpost was only on the left side. Va'avida le mezuzah. On the other side, Shmuel had made a mezuzah. So Amaleh, so Papa says to Shmuel, Keman, who are you holding? Like the halacha is, you need to have doorposts. Right? To put on the mezuzah. The mezuzah goes on the mezuzahs. Right? You have to go on the doorposts. There's no doorpost here. Not chayav than a mezuzah. I guess that's why certain sheds or shacks, I guess they don't have doorposts. I don't know how, I don't know what the halachas are. But you need to have, you look on the door. See the doorpost. You have to have it on the post. Here there's only one on the left side, and he still puts the mezuzah on the right side. So who do you hold like that says one doorpost is enough? You must be holding like Rabbi Meir. You must be like Rabbi Meir that even if there's only one post, you chayav a mezuzah. But Amar the Amar Rabbi Meir miyamin. Rabbi Meir only says it's a lachon when that one doorpost is on the right side. But your case, mishmol mi Amar, who said you can put the mezuzah up if you only have one doorpost on the left side? The Gemara says, Mahi. How do we know? Basically, here we have first time. How do we know that the mezuzah has to be put right? Has to be put on the right side. The Rashi says, Mahi minalam de miyamin. How do you know to put the mezuzah on the right side when you walk in? Mar says, the sign is the following braisa. The Pasuk says, v'tzavtem ha'mezuzos be'secha. Right? Be'secha, they darshan the word, be'secha. The way when you come in. Be'secha, when you come in, how do you come in? You come in, min ha'yamin. You come in from the right side. Okay? That's pretty dry. I don't know if you walk into the house any differently. Mahi the sign of Yisachar, Yisachar min yamin. Ata Omer min yamin. You tell me, oh, that's supposed to be on the right side. Oh, eno elam mishmol. Maybe you walk in. Maybe I guess where you, which side you walk in. Maybe you go in on the left side. Talmud Omar Yisachar means what? My Talmuda. So what does Yisachar mean? My Talmuda. Omer Rabo Derech Yisachar. The mezuzah should be on the side, the same side that you typically would enter first with your body, and typically, right, and that's min hayamin. When people, I guess, are standing still and they take their first step to walk, they're using a walk to take the first step with their right foot. So that's B'Yosef is with your right foot. So B'Yosef, like B'Yosef, has to be on the right side. So they asked, what if you're a lefty? Lefty, you use that for a righty. A righty takes the first step with his right foot. So what if I'm a lefty in my house? My house, I'm a lefty. I live in a house filled with lefties. Right, so maybe I should put it up on the left side in this house. I mean, it's not halacha, obviously. So even though the Mordechai brings down, and even though someone who's he doesn't call it an iter yada, it was an iter ragla, he's left footed. He's left footed, you know, he's whatever, sock player kicks with his left foot. So
what?
That's right. Even though he's an iter ragla, and he moves his left foot first, he would still have to put the mezuzah on the right side, because this is nothing, this is different than tefillin. The tefillin you put on the guy will put it on the opposite hand. Because the tefillin everyone puts on by himself. But the mezuzah, the Mordechai writes, protects, whatever that means, he protects all the house. Therefore it has to be on the right side. But the Shach says that even so according to Mordechai, if it's protecting everybody in the house, what if everybody in the house is a lefty? So maybe then you would do it on the left side. So the Shach brings down, he says, no, that even though everybody in the house is a lefty, you still have to put the mezuzah on the right side. And it's different. It's different from tefillin, because tefillin is the mitzvah of a gufa. The mitzvah of a gufa, you go by the guf. The mezuzah is a chiyuv on the bayis. You go on, right, you go by the bayis. So the halacha was established that the bayis has the chiyuv, as most, like you said before, as most people take their first step, which is on the right side. It doesn't matter. You go off the yamin of everybody else. There is a taz, though, who says that you go after Rosh Bnei Abayis, which seems to indicate that everybody in the house is a lefty. Here, I mean, in my in-laws' house, when I was growing up, and they would have to have it on the left side. Everybody there was a lefty, except my mother-in-law. So it would be, that would be very, very strange. That would have probably messed up the show. So, but it's interesting also, I heard that when the three steps that you do from Shmona Esrei, right, the three steps you do in Shmona Esrei, so the left, if the left is brought down, and if you walk backwards, right, how you do it, when you walk left foot first, because you're walking away. So maybe a lefty will do right foot first. He's walking away that. And then if you're moving forward, it's right foot first or right. I don't know, someone said that may be taken, brought that horror. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Derek Yosef, I mean, the key occur in this Kari Dimin occur. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Kameder Rav Papa, right? Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, Kameder Rav Papa, Rishbe, the Rav Ru Amar. He said, Behacha, you don't have to learn it from there, you learn it from here. The Pasuk here is talking about Yehoyada, Yehoyada HaKohen, who wanted to increase the treasury, that wanted to increase the Bedek HaBayis, the Pasuk from Lachem Beis. So he was collecting silver from the nation. It says, Vayikach Yehoyada HaKohen, he took Aaron Echad, Vayiko Kor Vidalto, Vayitin also Eitel HaMizbeach, Miyamin Vivo Ish Beis Hashem, Vinasnu Shama Kohanim, Shomrei Asaf, as Kol Ketzav Hamuva Beis Hashem. So you see that he walked in on the right side. Right, it was Miyamin. He walked in onto the right side, and then, right, the way he walked in, right, the way he walked in, the Aaron was on the right side. I guess, that's what I think we're saying. Everything was done on the right side. He walked in. That's how it's on the right side. Okay, so now, what about going back to the whole thing? We're trying to figure out. The start point here was that there was only one doorpost and it was on the left side. So, my Rav Meir. So, what's this Rav Meir that was referred to? So, my Rav Meir. The sign you have the following brisa. Bayis she'ein lo ela patsim echad. All right, you have a house that has only one doorpost. Right? The mashkof is the doorpost. Right? There's only one doorpost. Rabbi Meir mechayev b'mezuzah. Rabbi Meir says you're still chayev b'mezuzah. Right, I guess it's one doorpost, and the other side is crossed on the wall. Right, so Rabbi Meir mechayev b'mezuzah. The Chachamim poetry, Chachamim say there's no mezuzah b'mezuzah. My time in the Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan say that this opening, this door opening, is parted from mezuzah? Because it says mezuzah's ksin. It says you have to have. Al mezuzos on your doorposts, plural. Need two doorposts, right? So if there's only one doorpost, it would be potter. So my time at Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say that you have a chatzim b'chayev mezuzah even if you only have one post? The sign of the brisa says, you're right. It says mezuzos. So may I need miut mezuzah shtayim? Mezuzos is the minimum plural. It's two. So you need two doorposts. But then kishya omer mezuzah harshishniyah. It says mezuzahs again in the other parsha. Right, the first time it says dvarim vav. It says it again in dvarim yud aleph. So I have two mezuzahs. She ain't talmud lomar. Can't come to be teaching me mezuzahs again. I already learned it the first pasuk. So what do you have now? It must be a riboy achar riboy. And ain riboy achar riboy el lemiut. Right, have a riboy achar riboy. The ain riboy achar riboy el lemait. And what are you diminishing? Umiato akasa the mezuzah achas. And therefore it's limiting the requirement. The one mezuzah. If you only have one mezuzah up, then that's sufficient to be one doorpost. You have to be careful to say mezuzah. We say mezuzah means the actual thing that we put on. If you only have one doorpost, you be chayev in mezuzah. That's Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. The Bekiva Omer Eino Tzara. I don't need this whole Darasha. I can learn it out from somewhere else. Eino Tzara. Kishu Omer. When it comes to Yerah the Yomah, when it comes to where they put the Dam Pesach from the shrine, they put it on the doorpost, right, it says, Al HaMashkof, they put it on the lentil on top, and it says, Va'al Shtei Mezuzos. I put it on the two doorposts. So why does it have to say the word two doorposts? Say, put it on the doorpost. How many doorposts do you have? Therefore, what does that mean? Right? Kishu Omer Al Mashkof Al Shtei Mezuzos, Ein Talmud Lomar Shtei. There was no need to write the word Shtei. Right? So my Talmud Lomar Shtei, what does Shtei do? Zebonav, it makes this as an example that Shakol Makom Shenemer Mezuzos, every time the Torah mentions the word Mezuzos, Einu Ela Akos. It only means one. Actually, you part it. Look, our kosher shtayim. Unless the Torah tells you it's two. So here in Pesach Mitzrayim, it said shtei mezuzos. Everywhere else it says mezuzos, only means one. So what's the halacha like? That's the question. Man. What comes the halacha? Is the halacha like Rav Meir's halacha comes? So the Rosh in Hilchos Mezuzah again in Simi Yudalit says that the halacha is like Rav Meir. Why? He says halacha like Rav Meir. They only need one doorpost because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva apparently hold like that. they make the drasha for him. He also makes the deal from Rav Papa Lamar, the whole thing that Rav Papa said to Rav Shmuel. Right? Shmuel had the case. Shmuel had the mezuzah up, even if it was only one doorpost. And Rav Papa didn't say, oh, you're not supposed to have a mezuzah. He said, you are supposed to have a mezuzah on one doorpost. The question is whether a doorpost on the left side is sufficient or not. But everything seems to be indicating that you're going like that. We're going like the mayor. That one doorpost is sufficient. That's what the Rosh says. But the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, he holds it that Klavim who says that you need two mezuzos and a mashkel in order for that opening to be mechayev in Tefillin. They have to explain that they have to explain what's going on with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What are they trying to explain? So we explained the Machlokes according to Rashi, but the Smag has a different interpretation. He said the Machlokes and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is what is the reason why you only put the mezuzah on one mashkel? Why don't you put the mezuzah on both sides? The Machlokes according to the Smag between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is trying to do. I'm not trying to find out whether or not you have to put a mezuzah if there's only one mashkel. The question is, if there are two mashkel, why are you only required to put them on one side? They do those drushes. So according to that, then they're not really discussing the sheets of Rav Meir, and then maybe the Rambam has what to rely on. If the Rambam's going like the Smag, then he can say the left like the Chama. The Rosh's whole proof that the left like Rabbi Meir is for Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are darshan according to the sheets. According to the Smag, they're not darshan according to the sheets. And therefore the Rambam could say that that's something else. And therefore, Rabbi would hold that you have to come in, they need two doorposts. My question is, though, I don't know, even according to the Rush, is the doorpost on the left sufficient for a mayor? Maybe he needs on the right. That seems to be my focus, which is Rav Papa and Rav Shmuel. Okay, next. Tana Rabbana. More mezuzah. Pasuk says, Upsaftam. Right? What's the Pasuk say? Upsaftam al mezuzot besech of Yisharecha. What's the literal translation of the Pasuk? You should write these words on the doorposts of your house and your gates. So it seems that you should write it on the doorpost. Write it on the door. Don't put it in a cloth. Write it on the doorpost. Pretty literal. Right? Yoko yachnevena avonim. Maybe you should write it on those palms. I guess they made the houses out of stone. You should write it on the stones themselves. You should write the whole parsha on the stones itself. Yoko, right? Nemarkan. So the Mara says, no. Nemarkan ksiva. It says over here, ksiva. Upsatam amuzot mesech v'sarecha. And then it says, the nemar lahalon. Rashi says, what's Lahalon? By get. Because of law. Rashi says, it says over there, by get, Siva. B'nem Lahalon Siva, right? Because of law, Sefer Krisos. Ma Lahalon, just like over there, it's Allah Sefer. It has to be on the, I'm not going to say cloth, because that's not really true. It has to be on a piece of paper. It has to be on something that's written, right? Afkan Al Sefer, so too here. So Gemara, Tosos says right away, what are you talking about? It's on a get. We have Tosos. Never kind of seen Lahalon Siva. Perish for kunchos gab get except the kasha of save the krisos. Because the kasha, big kasha, the hatanan, the halakha is when getting, you can write the get al alosh lozayis, you can write it on a leaf, right? The karen shalpara, you can write it on the horn of a cow, kosvin. The amr safer, what is safe, the kasha of safer? What is safer by get? The drasha by safer by get is not that it has to be on something on parchment. It's the spheres barn, tell the story in the book, in the get. So he says, Venir Lafarish, what's the Pasuk Khan, the Pasuk Sham? He says, Venir Lafarish, Miksiva the Parsha Sota. The Parsha Sota says, Ksiva. Oh, Miksiva is the Mishnah Torah. Or it says, by writing the Sefer Devarim, the king has to hold on with him. It says, the Ksiva over there, the Kasav Loas Mishnah Torah Azos, Al Sefer. And that is, see also based on what the Gemara says, that's a mitzvah that's Noah Godoros. That's fine. Vim Tomar, well, I guess we'll finish post this in a minute. So he says, so right now we say, you should be like a Sefer. Rashi either get, Tosaf either the Mishnah Torah or Sota. Apkan al Sefer. The Gemara says, oh, Kolech Ladarech So. Oh, no, I have another place where it says Ksiva. Where does it say Ksiva? It says Ksiva, the end of Parashat Tavarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Am Yisrael, it says, never can Ksiva, never hold on Ksiva. What's over there? It says, the Kasafta ala Abanim. They wrote on a monument. They wrote on the stones as Kol Divrei Torah Azos. So over there, Ma'ala Holon over there, it says, but famous, it's ala Abanim. You're written on the stones. Apkan ala Abanim. The Abanim being the doorpost. Right in the it's like a Karaite. Discussion in the Gemara. A very literal. It's interesting. Says, Malahalan alabnim, alabanim, afkan alabanim. So, nira lemi dome. Let's see which one mezuzah is more similar to. Mezuzah more similar to, Rashi get, Tosos, Sota, Sefer Torah, or to the stones. So, he says, Dunim Sivan, Noheges Ladoros, will compare our Sivan mezuzah, which is something that's Noheg for all generations, from another thing that's no Hegis Ladoros. And what's that? Point to Rashi, that's get. I guess there's a concept of get throughout the generations. Point of Tosos, the Mishnah Torah, and the Sota is something that applies all the time, even though there's no king and no base. I mean, that's why Rashi has a problem. There's no base of Mishnah, there is no Sota. There's no king, there is no Mishnah Torah. He says, the Don Xiva no Hegis Ladoros, but Xiva Negas Ladoros. The Ain Don Xiva no Hegis Ladoros, which is the Mezuzah, Mixiva Shein no Hegis Ladoros, which is something that only happened one time, which is only happened by Yoshua, when they crossed the Yarden, they wrote the, on those stones. Right, Ukamosha Nemar Lahalon. And I guess there's another proof over here from Yirmiyo that anytime it says that anytime if you write a sefer, it has to be written with ink as opposed to on a stone unless you have carved it in. The pasuk says, "Layom lahen baruch mipiv yikara ilai etzavrima ila vaniko sef ala sefer bidyo." And I'll write it on the sefer with ink. You see there from the Yirmiyo that when you write something, it's with ink. But let's finish Tosos. Right, so Tosos said that it's not get. It says, "V'nir lefaris the darsh mixiv the parsha soto mixiv the mishnah Torah shemela posiv mixiv ekasiv lois mishnah Torah zos ala sefer." He says, "V'hainu noah gadoros," and this is something that's noah gadoros. The im tomar adarabah nelis miget, right? Maybe you should learn from get. It's also noah gadoros, right? Yesh lomar the mezuzah v'sefer Torah chovas doros uvmitzvos. Mezuzah and sefer Torah are noah gadoros, and they're also mitzvos. Or get. Not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumi, right? It's counted. The morning of mitzvah is counted. That's interesting. But also, I think I see where Rashi's problem. Rashi, according to Tosos, you have to add in another step in the Gemara that's not written. And according to Tosos, I think it's a little, it's difficult, or you have to explain how Mishnah, you have to say the concept of Mishnah Torah and the concept of Sota is Noah Gadoros. Right, even we just practically can't accomplish it this manazeh. Whereas opposed to writing the monument that was only for that one period, one time. I mean, behemi you bond the base of mitzvah, and we get that mitzvah back right away. It's only that something preventing us from doing it. But the mitzvah is still out. I just wanted to point it out. That's okay. But so amalei Rav Acha berei the Rava. Gotta move. Amalei Rav Acha berei Rava Rashi. Rachmana Amar al mezuzos. Right, and the Torah says on the mezuzah. Again, it's like a carrot over here. Very literal. The Torah says on the mezuzah. And I've Omer Nelech Ksiva Ksiva. Now you're talking about Zer Shava Ksiva Ksiva. Look at the pasuk of the pasuk. Write it on the walls. So Amakra, the pasuk says no. It says Upstap Tam. Right, which we learn means Ksiva Tama. It has to be a pure Ksiva. Right, which I guess on the walls you can't do pure because I guess you can dig it in. V'hadar al mezuzah. And then it says al mezuzah. When we offer the Ksiva, right. So tell me, Ksiva Tama. Rashi says, Ksiva Tama, the ink Ksiva Tama ala etim avanim ela sefer. You can't have a pure writing on wood. And on the more that says, okay, fine, if I have al mezuzah that teaches me Ksiva Tama, what do I need the Zeir Shava for? Right? May akur Ksiva Ksav Tama, haig Zeir Shava lamali. So e lav Zeir Shava, and after the Zeir Shava, have a mean, I would have thought, lift up avana, write it on the stones, the likva asipa. That you can write them, you should write the mezuzah on the stones, and then, you know, I guess, carve it in with the knife. Originally, we were talking about writing it on the stones. It would be Ksiva Tama. But if you carve it in, maybe that would be Ksiva Tama. Kamash Malan, if Zeir Shava comes, teachers know that it has to be Ksuva al Sefer. Ksaptam teaches Ksiva Tama, and the Zeir Shava excludes carving it onto the stone. Okay, now we start the mezuzah, the tefillin sugyos. The Mishnah said on Chavtes, Abra Pashas the tefillin. Four parshas that are in the tefillin ma'akvo zo, they are required. If you don't have one, you can't have one without the other. The filuk sab echa ma'akvo. Even if you're missing one letter in any of the parshas, that's ma'akvo. Right? You have to ask. Gemara says, Tito. If it's missing one letter, it's the same Gemara we had before in the mezuzah. If it's missing one letter, the pasuk says, v'ksatam azot v'secha v'sharecha, right? And the ksiv has to be ksiv atama. So the word, so if you have to write something, it has to be perfect. If you're missing a letter, it's not Ksiva Tama. It's not perfect. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo nitzva elo kutsa shoyud. We're talking about the kutsa shoyud, which is sort of the three-way machlokes. Rashi says, the part of the yud. Rabbi Natan says, it's putting the leg of the yud going out on the right side. Rabbi Natan says, it's the shmidget that comes out on the left side on the bottom. And the Rosh says, the shmidget comes out on the left side on the top. Okay? So the kutsa shoyud. The Rosh says, hanam chita. That's also pashit. That's how you write the yud. If you're missing a part of the yud, the kutsa shoyud is not part of the yud. You're missing part of the yud, you're missing part of the yud. So, Pashat also, that would be no good. He says, Lo Mitzvah, El Eva Thrav Yehuda. The other Lima of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rab, Kol Osha Ein Vil Mukaf Lami Abar Mukosel. Can't be touching. You have to have space around all the letters. Can't be touching another letter. Psula, that's possible. So that's the so that's the Shaila. What if the letter is touching, not the letter, but touching the Tagim? That counts. Is that a problem? The Tagim, the crowns that come up. Is that part of the letter or not? Right? It's a puzzle? I saw it to my book. So I'm saying it's not part of the letter. It's a Tagim. It's a Malacha. I don't know. I'll review it. I'm around. Kolo She'en Bil Mukav Al-Avru. That's a Psula. That's Psula. Okay? Now we get to the difference between Tefillin Shoyad, Tefillin Shorosh. Just keep in mind that the Tefillin Shoyad, the Avra Parashios are on one clock. One clock. The Avra Parashios are on one clock, written in an order, and they're in one big compartment. Tefillin Shorosh, each Parashah is supposed to be written on its own clock, and then put into an individual compartment in the Tefillin Shorosh. Right, you have it broken up into four things. So how do we know we need four Parashios? Tana Rabbanan, we saw this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Pasuk says, it says, L'totofos, L'totofos, L'totofos. Gemara assumes that L'totofos is twice written without a vav. Written across there, and once written with the above, right? By you, Totofos be in Nefa, Utopos be in Nefa, and by you, Totofos be in Nefem. So that's Arba. Totofos 1, Totofos 2, Totofos of above is 4. 2 plus 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. We point to that, as it says, when we don't, our Sefer Torah don't have that. So discussed it over there. Ayin Shum thinks that some heads about that in the middle. We have that next. So Totofos, 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 Harikan Arba. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva says, no, I don't need that drasha. But he's going to learn it out from the word itself. Or the word itself. Tat v'katvi shtayim. The word tat in the place of kaspi means two. That's what the word means in the kaspi language. And tat the afriki. And tat in the place called, I think it's Africa, shtayim. So you know that the word means, totopos means, tat means two, post means two, two plus two is four. So they all ask, wait a second, what are we doing? We're learning out. All right, so there are two things. So, I think there's the firm answer and the more Rakhu's answer. So the firm answer is no. These were really Hebrew words. These were Hebrew words, and they were adopted by them, and those are Hebrew words, and we use them. It's not going to be that he brings down in the drushos of Rav Ibn Shua, who's a Talmud of the Rashba, says in the Dor HaPlaga, everyone did Safa Achas V'Dvar Machadim, right? So that was really what that was Lashon Kodosh. And after Hashem spread everybody out, and they messed up their languages, so you had 70 languages, and Lashon Kodesh stayed by Yisrael. And some of the words got transferred over there. So those are really Hebrew words. So here he brings down the Divrei David, which I think is the Parish of the Paz on Rashi. The Divrei David, right? He says that really Tot and Pas are also, they're also Hebrew words, even with Manos there. We just don't know what they meant. So what do we have to do? We have to do comparative study. Does anybody else use these words? Oh, we see the words tot and pas, the same words that we have in our language, are used in another language. So what they mean there most probably means what they mean by us. Comparative linguistic studies, right? So if we see other languages use that. So minastam, that's what it means also in our language. I don't know. It's the second time we came up with film. We've had this come up. Right. Okay, so now the Gemara's going to bring a brice that deals with the other dinam of the Tefillin Shorosh. Again, the Tefillin Shorosh is supposed to be four separate compartments, four separate parshios. So, Tana Rabbanan, Yochol Yitzedeim al Arba Oros. Right? You would think that maybe you should write them on four pieces of parchment, the Anichem Ba'arba Abatim, right, and put them into four compartments. Made the arba oros, and you should make the four batim from four separate pieces of leather. Right? We don't do that. You make it from one piece of leather, right? So Talmud Lomar, what? Talmud Lomar uvu zikaron b'nei necha. It should be a zikaron, which is singular. Zikaron echad amarti l'fa, but lo shnayim shlosh zikronos. Only one piece of leather, I guess it means. So haketzad. How do you do that? How do you have the four in one? How does it work? So he says kosan al arba oros. You write them on four pieces of parchment, umeinichan be'arba batim, and you put them in four separate compartments made out of orechad, made out of one piece of leather. So the article has a picture over there about how you do it. Basically, you take this soft leather and you kind of make a mold that you stick into it and you pull it out and it dries and you have four separate compartments. They know how to do that. Okay, The Gemara then says, "V'im k'savan be'or echad." Let's say you wrote the Dalet Parshos of Tefillin Shel Rosh on one piece of parchment. Ve'inicham ba'arba batim, and then somehow you stuffed it in that each parsha got into its own compartment, right? Still yatsa. I mean, the four separate cloths are not ma'ake, I guess. You're yatsa. I mean, there's a lot of ways to explain this Gemara. But sarach sheyeh revach beinehem. Now, they have to have a space. I think this means between the batim. You have to have a space between the batim that there's a heck, that there's a heker. Rashi seems to indicate that we're talking about the case that we just mentioned before, where you wrote all four on one parchment. You wrote all four on one parchment, then you need to have a bigger space on the batim in order for the four, I guess, to fit in. And that's what he's saying. Divrei Rebbe. Right? Rashi says, Sarach Shei Reva, Beina Parshios, Kishe Yichtavam, right, the Bach Ed, Kishe Yichtavam Hor Echad, Kila Achra Shekasvan, Yachtof Mumala Ha'or, Kimin Dalad Parshios, and Yichtav Dalad Batim, Kila Achra Shekasvan Ha'or Echad, Yachtof Mumala Ha'or, Kimin Dalad Etzvos, Yichtav Dalad Batim, the Meduvak Lamato, you have to have a space, I guess in the cloth maybe, to cut out, therefore, and they'll be connected on the bottom, and therefore you can put each parsha into its separate bias to come in, even though it's on one cloth. Okay? The Chachamim Omrim Einu Tzarich, you don't have to have such a space, I guess. The Shavin, but they both agree, Rav Chachamim and Rav Rebbe, the Chachamim agreeing, Shenotin Chut O Meshicha Ben Kol Achas V'Achas. You have to have, I think this is a separate halacha, you have to have a foot, we also have to have a clear line in the marking of each bias. To mark off each bias. In charitzon, and if there is no separation, I guess, on the bottom, on top, right, in charitzon nikar psulos, then they are possible. Right? This is, the Rosh, this is a separate halacha. It's nothing to do with the parashas written on one order or not, but on the Tilin Shel Rosh, if you see all the Tilin Shel Rosh, you see, it looks like four compartments. You have the stitching going across the top to show that it's four separate compartments. If you don't have it, then it's psulos. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Kosvan. How do you write the Tilin? The Gemara says, Tfilin Shel Yah, the Tilin Shel Yah, that write that we said it's all four parshios on one cloth, al or achad, echad. You write it all on one piece of parchment. Ve'im kasava ba'arba oros. Let's say you wrote it on four different pieces, and you want to put that in your Tilin Shel Yah, ve'nicha b'vayis echad, and you put it into one compartment, you're still yotzer. You're yotzer, however, v'tzarech l'dabi. You just have to tie them together. You tie them together, and he put it in. Shenemar by Hayala Chala Os Ayadecha. It's Os, not Osos. Kishakashem Shos Achas Bachutz. Just like it's one Os on the outside, one bias outside. Kach Os Achas Bithnim. So too it has to be one Os on the inside. So tying them together would be okay, right? Right? Divri Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Salvechik has a sefer over here about the tefillin. Stam and Sittis, yes. Okay, you can write together by tefillin. But when it comes to get, you can't write up the different pieces and tie it together. Doesn't work that way. Why is he here? Does it work? And over there, it doesn't work. So he has alumnus to explain that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't have to tie them together, right? You don't tie them together. You can put them all in. Just put them all into one bias. Umodali Rabbi Yehuda Berebi. Rabbi Yehuda Berebi is moded to me. Sheim Eino Tzvilon Shel Yad. If you don't have a Tzvilon Shel Yad, the Yeshlo Shtei Tzvilon Shel Rosh. You have two Tzvilon Shel Rosh, right? Shetola or Al Achas Mehen. You put another piece of leather on top of one of them, so now it looks like it's one compartment. Umenicha, you can put it on your hand. So, wait, but if it's Tilin Shel Rosh, they're not tied together. So if Yehuda's molded him, don't say Rabbi Yehuda's closer. And you don't have to tie them together. Keep them separate. That's what says. Mode, how can that be? Hand of Lutayu, that's the Machlokas. If it's tied together or not. So Amarava, Midvars, Rabbi Yossi, Chazer, Rabbi Yehuda. You see, from Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was closer. And therefore, you don't. And Rabbi Yossi said, if you have the four separate things, you don't have to tie them together. You can put them in. Totafos, which is four, which is that, right? Right. Because os, the os by the you go os being the agadot, but os is singular. Singular on the outside, singular on the inside. So that teaches me four parashas, but I don't have the O's teaching me. It has to be together. plus one. So Amy, the Gemara says that the case. Basically, what we're saying right now is that you can put tefillin shel rosh on your arm to make a tefillin shel yad. So Amy, is that really true? Baha, the following case, shalach from Chananya Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, tefillin shel yad osin osin shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad you can make into a tefillin shel rosh. Right? Tefillin shel yad, you can make it tefillin shel rosh, but shel rosh, you can't change the tefillin shel rosh and also shel yad. Why? Lefisha emo read the Kedusha Chamura, Kedusha Kala. You can't go down in Kedusha. Assumption being, the tefillin shel rosh is more kadosh than the tefillin shel yad. The Gemara says, no, there's no kat. The question is why? Why is that the case? Rashi says, Rashi in the last short line, he says, "Tefillin shel rosh hamura kedushasa sherubo shel shakai naseh b'shel rosh shin dalit." You have the word shakai, the shin and dalit are both made on the tefillin shel rosh. The shin is made on the side, and the dalit is supposed to be on the knot. Some people have the box, but the dalit is on in there. They're the double dalit those people have. Abal b'shel zroa on the tefillin shel yad eino elo yud. You only have the yud on the knot. On the side, so it's more. The tefillin shel rosh has more of the name of Hashem, so therefore it's more kadosh, right? So about the zdrola enel yudshin jisham b'tzul b'tan the pshirah of etz from soap rosh of tamatim and min. Fine, but oksiv. The other word, the pasuk it says ra'u kol amei aretz. Right, the pasuk says ra'u kol amei aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yor mimecha. And that's they're going to see it. That's talking about, and they're going to all be scared and afraid. What's that? That's talking about the tefillin shel rosh. Because the tefillin shel yad is what is hidden under your sleeve. Shel rosh is seen. So that is why Rashi says that that's more. That's one shot, and the other shot is that it's because it's a rokal amayar. It's shem shem mikol elecha. That's the tefillin shel rosh. Okay. But how do you know that's tefillin shel rosh? Okay. So lo kasha. So how do we know what? Why is one person saying I can switch the rosh to the yad, and the other bride says you cannot switch the rosh to the yad because it's morid b'kodesh. So lo kasha haba atika. The case where you can not switch it over, that's talking about an old or a used tefillin. Rashi says, Atika, Shekfar, Nikshiru, Berosh, then also a reading last Lasso Yad. Once it was ready to use the tefillin Sharosh, you can't bring it down. Ha, Bechad, Besasa, the din that it's mutter to make a tefillin Sharosh into a tefillin Sharyad, that's talking about new tefillin that were never used. So therefore, the Kedusha, the superior Kedusha, wasn't yet chal on it. Ulaman da Amr Hazmana Milsa, but you made it to be tefillin shel rosh. So if you hold Hazmana Milsa, Rashi says, Umisha Zimanon with Shorach HaRosh, so I made it with the intent for it to be on the tefillin shel rosh, right? Ein Rashai Lil Shel Noslan Shel Yad, now I should be able to change it into the Shel Yad. According to him, the Asni Alai Meikara. And much beauty that originally when you made it, they made it with a Tanai that said, and if I need it for a Yad prior to putting it on the rosh, I can use it for a Yad. That answers the Stira. The next piece of Gemara talks about the Machlokas, the Rashi, and the Tam, the Itzur, and the Raivin, about what is the order of the Parshios. We'll have to do that tomorrow. Have a good day.